This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The national average price for gasoline, according to the Automobile Association, is now $4.19 a gallon. That is causing hardship, according to the recent Gallup survey we saw, but not as many as in the past when fuel has gotten ridiculous. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
When gas prices spiked in 2005 and 2008, more than 70% of people said it was causing them financial hardship. Now, about half of Americans are saying that. One reason fewer people are stressed, Gallup found, is that most people today think high gas prices are temporary. And more Americans are also in better shape financially.
We've seen that in higher savings balances and lower credit card debt.
Rob Levy is with the Financial Health Network.
We also find consumers are spending less right now on things like credit card debt, auto loans, as well as really high-cost lending like payday loans and pawn loans.
And more people are working from home now and can choose to drive less. Lisa Miller's been driving less.
I've been trying not to make any unnecessary trips.
Miller's a single mom in New Jersey. She's got three kids. And gas prices are a huge stress for her right now.
It's all stressful because everything's going up. Food's going up. The gas is going up.
But she says her salary isn't. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.